Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
The car, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. So there's a lot of things afoot here today. If you missed it earlier on our radio station, Dan Campbell, when asked, he didn't bring it up unsolicited, when asked, you got word from the officials that the call came in from New York to overturn the call that the of illegal motion on Jared Goff on the touchdown pass. That's what you were told. Yes, it was. They circled back and they said, have you been told anything else or just that it came from New York? I'm paraphrasing there. So don't, we actually have this. Okay, let's play it. Here it is.
Pretty cut and dry right there.
Yep.
That's like, I feel like Costa's playing the role of the prosecutor and Dan Campbell's on the witness stand.
You want me on that wall? You need me on that wall?
Yeah, just give me yes or no answers. Okay, here you go.
So the topic came up with Jared Goff when we spoke to him earlier today, and here's what Jared said. Okay, then, is what I said there.
All right.
I had a whole bunch of questions.
So,
to be fair, I said, okay, because I got a bunch of follow-up questions. He said, no, I don't think it does any good to keep talking about this.
No, because he said we got beat.
Yes.
We were beat.
Yep.
And that's really what it is. We have to move on. We have to get better because we didn't play well enough. And that's the right attitude to take. That's what Dan Campbell's done from day one since he's been here. They don't dwell on the mistakes that officials make or because they don't want to blame it. As you point out, the reason thinking behind it, and I agree with you 100%, is that they don't want that as an excuse for not playing well enough.
Yep.
You didn't play well enough. That's why you lost the game, not because some official, was buzzed down onto the field and said, hey, by the way, that's an illegal formation because he can't go underneath center or behind center and then go into motion. He has to back up, freeze for a second, and then he can go in. Oh, okay. I mean, they lost because they lost, because they got beat by 13 points.
And to be fair, what's controversial about this is that after the game, the official was asked, did the call come from New York? And he said, no. I said, so it was just the crew on the field. He said, yes. Again, paraphrasing. I can read the direct quotes, but I've done that several times already. There were other plays, like the Kelsey catch trapped against the ground, that didn't get buzzed from New York. But again, they're moving on. It's a point of frustration for the fans. 248-539-9797. Also, Alex Bregman in the headlines, the guy that the Tigers flirted with last year, is, according to reports, sources indicating he's opting out of his contract with Boston, which means we can do it all over again. Would you? We talk to the people as we go to Dave in Ann Arbor next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
What's up, guys? It was a rough loss, the call, whatever. But what it comes down to for me is Jameson Williams, man. What is going on? This guy has dropped every pass that is his way. And it's what? Like, I know he's having a bad season, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry, did J-Mo drop a pass against the Chiefs?
Yeah, he's been dropping them all season.
Did he drop? I don't recall him dropping passes against the Chiefs. In fact, I recall him making plays all over the place. The previous week, he dropped the pass.
He was targeted seven times and had six receptions.
So, you don't think it's been a problem?
No. No, I don't. I don't think it's been a problem at all.
I agree to disagree because we have so much potential on the weapons with the offense, and right, and we have so many players that are available, and I just think that with the production that this offense is capable of, you know, and talking about all these contracts with, you know, that we have to fulfill in the upcoming years, I really think that he's just an overrated player at this point that we could be used as a tool to trade and potentially get some, you know, better back.
Yeah, well, they signed him to a contract. They gave him the extension, and he's going to be here for a minute. Look, I mean, when you say he's a problem, I look at the guy as a problem. Okay, is that why they lost the game? Did they lose to the Packers because Jameson Williams didn't catch passes? He caught 4 out of 5. Did they lose to Kansas City because he didn't catch passes? He caught 6 out of 7 targets, and I don't think either one of those in either one of those games was a drop.
I found his drop numbers this year. How many drops do you think he has this year, Dave?
I think he has about 6, correct?
He has two.
So maybe there's overthrown passes that I'm seeing that, it's just not catchable.
Maybe you just don't like Jameson Williams.
No, I love Jameson Williams. I've been a big fan of him since day one. I know it doesn't. And it's a different perspective. But from just watching my eyes watching the game, I'm just not seeing it. The numbers that we're paying him, I don't see it click. I don't see it.
You didn't like the touchdown reception he had where he
ran
extended, caught the ball, run, and then pinballed in the end zone.
I'm going to be honest with you, Clark. I'm going to be honest with you. I lost some bets on him. You know
all
what
right.
I mean?
All right, there it is. There it is.
So you lost some money. Got it.
He made bets that he lost. It's J-Mo's fault.
Right. Well, if he had J-Mo with more than 100 yards receiving, ends up with 66, then I can't stand it.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
You know what's funny is you keep somebody on the line long enough, you learn a lot.
Yeah, well, probably should have gone. That should have been a go-to. Or is he on your fantasy team is the other one.
That's a good one. That's
you got him on your fantasy team, you're upset because he's only got 17 receptions on the season, 2 touchdown passes. We all thought this was going to be a monster year for J-Mo, and it still can be. He's got so much talent. Love the guy. Okay.
He's like, I just don't see it, guys, especially my prop bets. I just don't see it. Why are we paying this guy so much? But if you want to talk real football, Jameson Williams does so many things that doesn't show up on the stat sheet that helps this team on offense, like stretching the field. Just the threat of him being on the field and going deep.
He takes a safety away every play.
Yeah. And then on top of that, he actually is a really good blocking receiver.
He's a great blocking receiver.
But I don't think there's a prop bet on blocks for receivers. That's why he might have lost his bet.
Need to find a way.
Mm-hmm.
Tom and Shelby.
Get on it, FanDuel.
Tom and Shelby, you're next. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good afternoon.
Hey.
Hey, I want a couple things. Last night, Dodgers win. Yamamoto, 3 hits, 1 run. Throws 111 pitches, right? That's playoff pitching to me. And then we have the Stew Bowl on the opposite end. Was there ever any solid information after speaking with Harris or Hinch did he pull him or did
AJ said,
I don't have any gas left in the can?
AJ said that he had the conversation with Tarek Skubal prior to the 6th inning. They both mutually agreed the 6th inning was going to be it for him. And he laid it all out there on the field, throwing 101 miles an hour, and that was it for him.
Okay, and you guys have complete faith otherwise, huh?
Well, I mean, they did go 15 innings against the team, so, I mean, if you left them in for another inning, was that going to prevent?
Well, they did score a run the inning they took them out. Well, we don't know. Here's the thing we won't know, Tom. We won't know if they left them in if they would have scored 4 runs.
Yeah,
we just We don't know what would have happened had they left him in. They did score one off the guy that replaced him. I have complete faith, like 100%. I know what happened. I don't know.
Still a little sour over here.
Yeah, I get it.
Still a little sour.
No, I'll tell you this, Tom, for my own personal view on that, watching the game, of course, I wanted him to stay in the game. Like, he's only thrown 90, whatever it was, pitches, 97 pitches, 98 pitches. I wanted to see Tarek Skubal throw up to 120 if he had to. And it wasn't because that's what the commentators were saying. I was literally texting my friends. We were in a text thread together all night long saying, I'd love to see him go 120 if he had to, just carry this team on his back. Because we talked about it all day on Friday about, you know, what kind of effort they're going to need from Skubal. It's going to have to be a Herculean effort. And he goes six innings, and he was dominant in the six innings. And I felt like, there's still more, isn't there? And they decided that between he and AJ Hinch, that it was just going to be the six.
Should they have left him in there? I mean, when you lose a game like that, you would be willing to go back and literally change anything that could be second guessed.
Yeah, right, right.
Because this one hurts. This one hurts a lot. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.